USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden signed an executive order today on gun control during his visit to California. It aims to increase background checks for gun purchases.
My executive order directs my attorney general to take every lawful action possible to move us as close as we can to universal background checks without new legislation.
The order would also raise awareness of red flag laws and crack down on firearms dealers who are violating the law. The president meeting with survivors of the mass shooting in Monterey Park, California, where 11 people were killed. A Russian aircraft hit a U.S. drone in international waters over the Black Sea today. Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the Russian jets were maneuvering in a reckless, environmentally unsound, and unprofessional manner.
Several times before the collision, Su-27s dumped fuel on and flew in front of the MQ-9 in a reckless and unprofessional manner.
Ryder says the U.S. has been operating aircraft in this international airspace for quite some time, and this incident will not make a stop. A new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that the mortality rate for children and teens spiked in 2020 and 2021. The increase in deaths was driven by homicides, accidental drug overdoses, car accidents, and suicides. The state of Ohio is suing Norfolk Southern Railroad over last month's toxic train derailment in East Palestine. The state is seeking damages and civil penalties.
Among the things we note in the complaint are Norfolk and Southern's escalating accident rate. It's up 80% over 10 years.
Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost is also seeking a judgment that Norfolk Southern is responsible. Signature Bank is being sued by shareholders after it was taken over by state regulators in New York. They say the bank perpetrated a fraud when it said it was in good position financially just before collapsing. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got an updated booster designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. Got it? Check eligibility and schedule your updated COVID booster at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Experts say everything is going to be all right after last week's bank closures.
Financial experts are telling consumers not to panic after two bank failures. Chief investment strategist Michael Cirio at Ashton Thomas Private Wealth says the latest bank failures are a far cry from the 2008 financial crisis.
Things were not rated properly. The banks' balance sheets were not in the position they are right now. Banks today are in much stronger positions than they were 10, 12, 13 years ago.
California Silicon Bank failed on Friday, followed by the closure of New York Signature Bank on Sunday. I'm Skip Kelly.
Convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein will not be getting a retrial in California. Los Angeles prosecutors say they will not retry Weinstein on the rape charges where the jury failed to reach a verdict. Weinstein was convicted in connection with one victim, but there was a hung jury when it came to some of the other accusers. He was sentenced to 16 years in prison and is already serving time after being convicted of similar charges in New York. Florida lawmakers are working on legislation that would lower the minimum age at which someone can buy a gun. The measure, which is moving forward, would allow anyone 18 or older to purchase rifles or other long firearms. It would reverse a 2018 law that was put into place following the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in South Florida that killed 17 and injured 17 others. Pope Francis is marking his 10th anniversary as head of the Catholic Church, the first Latin American pope. He began his role on March 13, 2013. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.